Gönderiyorum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Russian Federation has traditionally supported the Secretariat of the Convention's work and, in general, the work under the Convention. First of all, we have always focused on providing support for technical cooperation, technical assistance related work, improving various sectors of areas of work under the Convention. As has been noted in the report by the Secretariat, we have indeed supported the work under the Convention in the framework of two major projects that took place between 2016 and 2019 and 2020 to 2022. At the same time, these were related to strengthening national dialogues. These are projects that in 2020-2022, that was only the first phase. The work was highly evaluated, highly appreciated by the focus countries, target countries, and was supported by Russian experts who participated in its implementation. And in general, we do intend to continue supporting such work. At the same time, as of today, there's quite a difficult situation that's related to politicized decisions taken by the UNECE XCOM, so by the leadership of the UNECE, and unilateral restrictive measures regarding Russian financial institutions, which unfortunately have been impacted and do impact all Russian payments towards the UN. We have been working on a way to resolve this issue. However, it will take some time, according to our estimates, 5 to 7 years. And we hope that the situation will change. But as of today, we are not able physically to provide support to the UNECE's project activities. At the same time, we do highly appreciate what is being done and what has been done with our participation as well in projects under the convention. What we've done together, and this must be supported, the value of this work is very high, and there are no equivalents in other UN systems or other systems.